Hey there, Cornerstone teammates. This is Noreen, and I want to welcome you to our worship podcast, where we're studying the art and the heart of worship. We want to build you up, deepen your understanding, support you, and encourage you to get out there and do what God's called you to do. So let's get started.
This podcast will be different from the previous podcasts. I request that you're not driving or doing anything during this podcast so that you can be fully engaged in it. There will be no other voices or panel discussion. One of the reasons is because many of the people were too busy to make it to the recording. This fits exactly into the reason for this particular topic at this time of year. Now, when Trolls 2 came out, there was a song that NSYNC put out, and the chorus of it, or maybe it's the lead into the chorus, is, "I don't mind if the world spins faster, the music's louder, the waves get stronger. I don't mind if the world spins faster, faster, faster." And the music builds up, and the tempo builds up, and it's just, you get amped up by just listening to it. But we're at a point where it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And it's the most wonderful time of the year. But the world still spins faster, and the music's louder, and the waves are getting stronger. We are packing every weekend with Christmas parties, planning for Christmas dinner, figuring out when Nona and Pop are coming over. It's crazy. This month's topic is that it is important for us to find spiritual rest for our souls on a regular basis. It's important for us to find spiritual rest in our lives, to find a place of sanctuary where we can renew our souls on a regular basis. For many, this is most likely to happen on the Sabbath, when we gather together in worship. Well, what is the Sabbath? One of the Ten Commandments Christians struggle with, particularly American Christians, is the most to keep was given in Exodus 20, 8 to 11, which is keep the Sabbath holy. Now that passage completely says, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them. But he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath and made it holy. It's interesting as we look at that commandment, because unlike the previous commandments, which the Bible seems to list and then move on to the next one, the writer here pauses and gives an explanation about the Sabbath. Not just keep the Sabbath, but he explains people work 6 days a week. On the seventh day, no one should work. And God, when he was creating the world, took a day off to rest. So why can't you? So God has commanded us to take Sabbath. He's modeled it for us during creation. And Jesus spoke about it in the New Testament as being the Lord of the Sabbath. His core desire for us on the Sabbath is to bring healing, restoration, and renewal. However, we must be willing to set aside these personal preferences for God's will in order to be ready to submit to Jesus' lordship here as he guides us. It's what he desires for us, not what we believe that we want. And also in Hebrews 4, there's a passage regarding Jesus as our Sabbath rest. The author to the Hebrews writes to enter in to the Sabbath rest provided by Christ. After 3 chapters of telling them that Jesus is superior to the angels and that he is our apostle and high priest, he pleads with them to not harden their hearts against him, as their fathers hardened their hearts against the Lord in the wilderness. Because of their unbelief, God denied that generation access to the Holy Land, saying, "They shall not enter into my rest." In the same way, the writer to the Hebrews begs the readers not to make the same mistake by rejecting God's Sabbath rest in Jesus Christ. There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work, just as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will fall by following their example of disobedience. There's no other Sabbath rest besides Jesus. He alone satisfies the requirements of the law, and he alone provides the sacrifice that atones for sin. He is God's plan for us to cease from the labor of our own works. Now, as we hit this time of year, we are busy with even good things. For those of us that are involved in leading worship or tech, Sunday is often a day of work where we are readying the space for others to have their Sabbath. For those of us that are involved in leading or preparing worship on a regular basis, it's important to find an alternate time to experience Sabbath and rest and renew our souls. We all need a break. We all need a Sabbath. So let me challenge you. During your day, find a Sabbath minute in each hour where you stop, you pause from your labor, your work, and you focus on God and ask him to rest and ask for rest, and then he would renew your soul. Maybe Sabbath 1 hour each day. If you have that time, find an hour where you can stop from your work and labor and ask God to renew your soul. Maybe you can find a whole day each week. It doesn't matter, but find time to Sabbath. Let's take a Sabbath moment now. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that he is God." Matthew 11:28-30 in the NIV says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I really love the Message version of this passage. Listen to this. Are you tired? Worn out? Burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. We're going to take the next few minutes of this podcast to provide Sabbath rest for you. I was going to ask Beck to provide some background music, but that would become something to you as you figure out the notes, the melody, the harmony. What song is this? But we're going to have complete silence. As we enter into that, take time to focus on Jesus as your Sabbath rest and ask God to help you learn the unforced rhythms of grace. Well, I hope that you truly felt the presence of your Lord and Savior during that time. He loves you and He wants the best for you. Let me pray out our time. Dear Lord, help me to make every Sabbath about You. Quiet my heart, give rest to my soul, and refocus my spirit. For true renewal comes only from You. Holy Spirit, please help me to be intentional with my time and worship, and encourage me to find rest in You alone. In Jesus' name.
Thanks so much for spending time with us today. Until next time, I leave you with the words of Psalm 63. You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek You. I thirst for You. My whole being longs for You in a dry and parched land where there is no water. I have seen You in the sanctuary and beheld Your power and Your glory. Because Your love is better than life, my lips will glorify You. I will praise You as long as I live, and in Your name I will lift up my hands.